And delighted to welcome Dave Richards here, the Reverend David Richards, from St. John's down in Stratford. I was blessed to be part of the team that was there for one of the weeks for the Olympics last year. And, it was just tremendous, really. But as I was intimated earlier, that was part of a long process. We've been working with St. John's, or they've been working with us, really, for about 4 years now, and delighted that Dave is going to come and talk us a little bit about that and what they're doing now, I would imagine. So, Dave, please come and speak to us. Thank you.
Well, it's great to be here. We're 3 minutes late starting, but that doesn't matter because Peter Adams nicked my Bible reading from Philippians. So either the Holy Spirit's at work or Peter's got skills we don't know about, okay? And that passage in Philippians is one of the few in the Bible that mentions partnership and fruitfulness, actually, in the same passage. But just a word about St. John's, really. St. John's Stratford, I've been vicar there since 1990, which is a very long time. And TFM have been part of our life at St. John's for two-thirds of that time. Now, St. John's, we're blessed to be a growing church. I inherited a congregation of about 40. And nowadays we manage about 350 on a Sunday morning, men, women, and children. Given the TFM have been part of St. John's for all this time, I guess you have something to do with it along the way, okay? It's a church, if you don't know it, that sits slap bang in the centre of Stratford. It's part of a large traffic island called the Stratford Gyratory, and so it's visible. Whichever way you approach Stratford, you will pass St. John's somewhere or other. And that's been part of God's blessing as well, because we've been able to use the very public situation at St. John's for the gospel, to proclaim the good news about Jesus. Now, as well as saying a few words about St. John's, I want to say a sincere thank you to all the people who've worked with us over the years. It really has been a blessing to have Through Faith Missions as part of our ministry and mission. And so many people have given up so much time and put in so much effort and brought so much creative thinking to St. John. So a sincere thank you. I think partnership is a Bible word, it's a biblical word, and it's more than that, a biblical concept. Not just St. Paul in Philippians chapter 1, but the whole idea of the covenant, you'll be my people, I'll be your God, is an idea rooted in partnership. God wants us to be his partners. Paul talks about the body of Christ, which again implies the whole idea of partnership very strongly. And even the Great Commission, where Jesus says, you go and I am with you, is all about partnership. Am I rumbling or creaking or something? Yes. Any ideas what it is? Maybe I can turn my mobile phone off. Maybe that'll help. Let's get rid of the mobile for a second. There we are. It's on silent, promise. Certainly makes a difference at St. John's. Maybe it's just me, who knows? Maybe I rumble and creak. The Great Commission, Jesus says, you go, I'll be with you, a partnership. Now, TFM started at St. John's back in the 90s. The late Bill Mansell, who was a walker, maybe known to some of you. Now, without being rude, dare I say, Bill was a fairly typical walker, okay? He was a bit macho, you know, a little bit crazy at times. Absolutely committed to the gospel, and incredibly enthusiastic. And Bill had discovered TFM and was determined that TFM and St. John's would have a partnership. So he talked me into letting Through Faith Missions have a training weekend at St. John's. And that duly happened in 1998. TFM were the first ever users of our new church centre. In fact, it was being completed. And there was a very strong smell of glue as Peter Adams was doing the training. he said it helped, but there we are. I have to say that... glue-sniffing, Peter, glue-sniffing, yes. The two things that immediately appealed to me about TFM were firstly Peter's immense humility. I vividly remember Peter doing an exercise, which I don't think is in the current training manual, about how TFM teams might respond to a typical church situation. And the TFM team were duly critical of the church situation, and Peter stopped them and said, "Hang on, it's not your job to be critical," he said. "It's your job to look at what's good in that situation. And it's your job to be positive and to look at the openings for the gospel." And that's, you know, that stayed with me all these years. The sheer humility and Peter's incredibly positive nature. And Through Faith Mission's desire to work with the local churches. And that's been so important for me as a mission team member, as well as a local vicar. It's one of the things that, certain things stay with you, don't they? That's one of the things that stayed with me. As well as Peter coming and meeting us in 1998, Colin Cross turned up. And has never really gone away since, Colin Cross. He sticks around, and whenever we want someone to come and enthuse about something, we call Colin. The partnership continued because in 2000, TFM and Trinity College Bristol set up a partnership. Someone thought it would be a good idea to train vicars to be evangelists. A revolutionary thing in the Church of England, I have to say. And we duly in 2001 had the Get a Life mission with Peter and a number of students from Trinity College. And Peter again wisely brought along a number of experienced TFM team members to act as minders, frankly, for these students. And it was a very successful mission in all sorts of ways. It was something that cemented the partnership between St. John's and Through Faith Missions. It was something that showed us the value of an ongoing mission strategy. Dare I say, I think it was something that changed the lives of the students who came along also, because they were exposed not just to real-life parish in the East End. We're a strange place in Stratford because we've evolved from being a very working class area, a bit like St. Luke's in Prittlewell, to being the world's most multicultural place in a short number of years, really. And there's bits of multiculturalism, there's bits of good old hard gritty East End, my dad was in school, Ronnie and Reggie type of stuff, you know. And these students were able to come and experience this, but they were able to come and experience it with the very careful babysitting of Peter and some experienced TFM missioners. So that was good. One of the ongoing, strangely enough, bits of work from that mission has been school visits. Last academic year, I showed 50 school parties around St. John's. We do a 45-minute tour, and it's an amazing opportunity to share the gospel with a whole class of school kids as we take them around the church and show them what happens at different places and explain the east window with its depiction of the crucifixion and the resurrection, of course. And that started as a result of our 2001 mission when the toughest comprehensive school was persuaded to bring in all their first-year kids to come for a school visit, and where we were able to go and visit some of the local schools as well. I got the bug, and in 2003 joined the team for Walk Wessex, and since then my wife Carol and myself have done Jersey, Roding and St. David's. I wore this just to prove my credentials, you know. It was a great pleasure to be on each mission. It's a great pleasure to meet some of you and to share in mission with you. On the 6th of July 2005, there was the momentous announcement at 1 o'clock that the 2012 Olympics would be held in Stratford. I have to say, by about 2:30, I was drawing up thoughts and plans for how we could get Through Faith Missions involved in this. Because I thought, you know, this is a huge challenge. We really can't do this on our own. But true to form, by about 1:55, an email had arrived from Colin Cross saying, "Stratford, the place for mission in 2012. You see, he'd got there ahead of me in typical Walker's team fashion. And from then on, really, we and a partnership again of local churches began to think seriously about mission in 2012. In 2012, it was going to be a huge challenge. We were expecting the world to visit, and the world duly turned up. And so in 2010, we had what we called a practice mission, the ultimate goal, led by Roger. The result of a great deal of training, the result of even more mission enabling, a bit more about that later, and the result of lots of local churches thinking, praying, working together. The ultimate goal was a long one, a fruitful mission in all sorts of ways, followed by a shorter mission in 2011, the ultimate dream. We wanted to keep the theme going. In 2012, the ultimate gold. The churches in England set up this organization called More Than Gold to respond to the Olympic Challenge. They were part of the partnership, but it's fair to say that our Olympic outreach at St. John's would not have happened without Through Faith Missions. And again, a bit more about that later. The most recent was just a few weeks ago. We joined in the big birthday party, Share Jesus International's idea for 2013. And we had a Pentecost mini mission at St. John's, which again was a fruitful occasion. One of the great things about the planning and the preparation and the actual mission for 2012 was the ongoing partnership. Roger very wisely said we need some practice, and he very wisely recruited a hand-picked team. And Dave, Kevin, Andy, Barry, and if I've missed anyone, forgive me, Pete, obviously, were all part of that team for 2012. And it was an ongoing partnership that started early in 2010 with a training weekend and continued right through and continued through until a few weeks ago with our biggest birthday party event. And that was an important part of, for us, a fruitful and ongoing partnership. It was a chance for us to develop a good relationship with the people we would be trusting and letting loose in Stratford during the Olympics. And again, a sincere thanks to all those who gave up so much time. So it has been a fruitful partnership for us. Well, the fruitful partnership was the Olympic outreach. That's what we were aiming towards. And as I said, Through Faith Missions made it happen. There were lots of grandiose plans around for mission to the Olympics. Lots of people wanted to do great things, and lots of people came to talk to us about doing great things. And in fact, very few of the great things actually happened, it has to be said. What we planned did happen, and it happened partly because Roger came along and did so much careful and wise mission enabling. It's fair to say Roger and I have had a hit-and-miss relationship over the years. When someone like Roger meets a control freak like me, sparks will fly, okay? Inevitably, you know, we don't always have the same ideas, but we have learned to work together, again, a partnership. But Roger's amazingly careful and wise mission enabling said, look, let's think about what we can do. Let's think about what's achievable and deliverable. And it's fair to say that without Through Faith Missions, our outreach would not have happened. There were other partners, but the other partners came on very much, I think, as part of what TFM and St. John's and the local churches had planned and drawn up and thought would work. There have been all sorts of other things as well. Along the way, about 20 or so of St. John's members and a large number of members of other churches have done the Through Faith Missions training. That hasn't always, sadly, moved into being part of a walk mission team, but maybe a bit more about that later. But certainly, we've benefited hugely from the people who have been part of a training weekend. And the great thing about a training weekend is it affirms the gifts that people have, but it forces people to step outside their comfort zone also. You wouldn't believe the number of ladies who went into a pub for the first time ever as part of a training weekend in Stratford, and who quite enjoyed the experience, actually. None of them, as far as I know, become alcoholics. But a number of them have become very, very competent evangelists and very good at listening to people talking and responding appropriately and prayerfully and wisely and with the right gospel message. And that's been part of the great ongoing success for us, the number of people who have been part of this training, the number of people who've been able to build on their existing gifts and learn new gifts. One of the things that struck me from the TFM website, and I'm not quoting the exact words because I was too lazy to look it up this morning, but it's something about the local church being key to mission. And TFM says that, and I think TFM actually means that. You know, it's a partnership with a local church, as you heard from Pete this morning, and being able to start where the local church is. Now, that's quite rare, actually. Many a time I've walked away from potential involvements in mission because I'm being sold a package. And I don't like being sold a package, partly because I'm a control freak, but partly because packages don't always work, do they? You know, it's someone who comes in and says, you know, we're going to do this, and you've got to do it this way, and you've got to sign on the dotted line to say you're going to do it this way. And if I've learned one thing from nearly 30 years of ministry in the East End, packages are only ever partially successful. And so I appreciate the fact that, you know, you're able to work with our people and train our people. One of the other fruits of the partnership, of course, was the fact that there's a hard realism to Through Faith Missions. There's a hard realism about what can be done, what's appropriate to be done, what's within the capability of the local church, and more than that, the local area as well. There's a, if you want the posh word, it's contextualizing, okay? That's what we're told to do now, nowadays, clergy. We're meant to contextualize our mission. Well, TFM, it's in TFM's nature, I believe, to contextualize, to look at where we start. Interestingly, having Through Faith Missions around us strengthened our local church partnership. Now, I'm one of these people who likes partnerships, and so when the local churches started meeting together for lunch once a month, I sent the curate, which is what you do, you know? You send the curate. And actually, it took a long time to persuade me to go along to the once a month lunch myself, and a lot of hard work from a very patient fellow local minister who tries very hard to keep us on board and who managed to keep us on board right through the Olympics and beyond. But TFM working with us has strengthened the partnership with the local churches because I guess TFM's gracious approach and TFM's willingness to work with such a spectrum of local churches and to use the gifts that different churches bring to a mission party has encouraged us to work together. And so it's been great for us as local churches all to have something to give, something to offer, something to receive. And the fact that we've been strengthened is partly due to the fact that TFM worked so well with us during the Olympics. In terms of ongoing partnerships, as I speak, our Saturday morning gazebo team, so-called because they work from a gazebo in the churchyard, that's what it says in the tin and so on, they'll be setting up now to go out and to share the good news, to pray for, to offer light refreshments, just to interact with 1,000 or so people an hour who walk either past or through our churchyard. And St. John's has been blessed by having TFM give us the vision for ongoing mission, for mission that happens, you know, week by week, to use what God's given us. It's strengthened our witness in open-air services. One of the things we do, God's blessed us not only with a very public site, but with a very large green space that Newham Council kindly mows for us. And that is our space because it's churchyard. It's not park or open space. It's a closed churchyard, so it's under our control. So we plan 6 open-air morning services every year from the end of July right through to September the 1st. We'll plan to be outside, and our long-suffering congregation will drag the band equipment outside. And we'll trolley out 350 stacking chairs, and then they'll carry it all back in again afterwards. And there's something we've been doing over the years, but Roger and TFM have helped us to sharpen up that what we think is a very important mission. And to put this into context, we always grow in September. And I think we grow partly as a result of the open air mission. People quietly come and join us. Quite often they don't fill in a new members form for 3 or 4 months. But when I eventually get around to phoning them after they filled in a new members form, I say, so what brought you along to us? And they say, well, we saw your open air services. And the first week they watch from Wilkinson's opposite the road, and the second week they dare to walk past, and the third week they'll slip into a chair at the back, you know. And Through Faith Missions has helped us greatly in making the best of these opportunities. And it's helped us to work towards a sustainable model of mission, which I think is very important for local churches. Again, a bit more about that later. But I remember a conversation with Roger in Jersey, and we were just chatting. And Roger said, my aim is to encourage churches to be self-starting in mission. And that's something with which I agreed and said so. I'm not sure he believed me at the time, actually. But I do think we need, as a local church, to make the best use of the resources we have week by week. And then when someone like TFM does come in, they come into something that's already working and there, and they come in to strengthen it rather than to do it. Which brings me to my next point, actually. In the East End, we've been very good, and particularly in Newham, we've been very good at sort of jumping from one big mission event to the next. And they've generally been very expensive mission events, I have to say. And they've generally been less than fruitful in terms of ongoing long-term mission. And quite often, if I'm harsh about it, what they've done is enable us to tick the box. We've done it. We've said, you know, we've done the bit. We've done mission. And so we can stop feeling guilty for the next year or so until the next big event comes along. And actually, that's been a bit of a pattern. It's been a pattern with which I'm deeply uncomfortable in lots of ways. This makes me sound as if TFM is the bargain basement mission, but that's not the point at all, actually. It's the point that it isn't just ticking the big event, we've done it box, or more than that, someone's come and done it for us box. It's challenged us to actually say, okay, so what are we going to do week by week? What's our mission strategy for this year? Not just for next time the Billy Graham organization turn up, or next time someone floats a big event. What's our mission strategy for this year? It's sort of got mission into our DNA. And I think that's spread from St. John's very much to local churches. We have a super new vicar next door to us at St. Matthew's Church, and a super new vicar just north of us at St. Paul's Church. I'm a bit of an old stager now. And I know for a fact that when these guys start thinking mission in a serious way, they're going to start thinking much more of a TFM model. Than a package model. And already Christy next door to us is starting to think, so when can we invite Roger and the team back again? And when can they actually do some concentrated work on St. Matthew's? Because there's obviously a need there. But even more than that, our own mission team at St. John's, next week they're abandoning us. They're going to work at St. John at Hackney, for instance, to do some evangelism at their fete, which I think is, you know, a bit more splat the rat and roll the penny than anything else sort of thing. But their vicar's quite keen to have, again, an Anglo-Catholic vicar, quite keen to have our guys around because someone has sold what happens at St. John's Churchyard to him. And he's thinking, yeah, okay, so let's try it out and let's see, you know, what effect it can have. And so I hope there'll be a change of culture to a much more sustainable model. I have to say, one of the things that TFM has done for me is to make me much more aware of looking actively for people with an evangelist gifting. Now, I think this is you know, something that churches aren't good at, particularly Church of England churches. We're good at looking for people to fill jobs and fill gaps. We're not so good at finding people with the gifting of an evangelist. And it's been brought home to me very firmly that evangelism is a gifting, and a very particular gifting, partly through working as a team member, but partly through having Roger preach in the churchyard. During the Olympics, Roger did most of the preaching outside in the churchyard, and when Roger made an appeal, 15, 20 people came forward. During the Paralympics, we did a go-alone mission. We used the TFM model. We used the training we'd received, and we had a much smaller scale event mission. And we had open-air services in the churchyard, and I did the preaching. Now, I don't preach a sermon radically different from Roger's. And my jokes are better than his, okay? And there's a gospel message. But when I preach, you see three or four people respond. And I guess one of the things that's been brought home to us at St. John's is that there is a gifting and an anointing at various different levels for evangelists, and we are actively, and I think other churches as well, are actively looking for people with those giftings and those anointings to encourage and strengthen evangelistic ministry. So that's us. What are we giving to TFM? Well, I guess we've kept Dave and Kevin busy for several years, which is a service to society as a whole, basically. Kept them out of mischief. Since 2001, TFM have been on our mission support list, and that's an ongoing mission support, and we hope that's useful. We pray for you. We're able to send you a small gift. I've just handed it over to Dave Baslington. Don't lose it, because I managed not to lose it on the way here. So we're keen to support TFM on an ongoing basis. I hope we've helped TFM to develop maybe different models of ministry. Inconveniently, in Stratford, it's very hard to door-to-door visit because most doors are now behind other doors and gates, and there are concierges to keep the likes of you and me out, okay, frankly. And so door-to-door is not so easy, so we've had to think much more about street work and much more about other models of meeting people. Schools visits were not part of the Olympic agenda, obviously, because the schools weren't there. So we've had to look at different models of ministry, much more of a festival model, much more of a performing arts type stuff, much more meeting people where they're walking past. Looking round, maybe we've helped TFM be a bit more multicultural. Okay, because I'm looking at a sea of white faces here, which is a very unusual experience for me, trust me. A very unusual experience. And I know Roger worked very hard to get a multicultural team. Sorry, Andy, I included you in the white faces. I missed out there, didn't I? Yes. Roger worked very hard to get a multicultural team to work at Stratford. And I do think that actually, you know, there's a huge reservoir of untapped enthusiasm and talent and commitment in multi-ethnic churches. And it's sometimes hard to tap into that. Hopefully, we're a start for TFM. We've managed to provide some people, as well as Carol and I, doing four missions together. We've sent four people to West Dorset. We're sending three to Cornwall. I think they've now done their booking. What we're not doing is managing to send men on mission, generally. Of all the people who've gone on mission, there's been myself and one other who did a Walker's team on Wessex, and I think quietly decided he was never going to do a Walker's team again. He was young, Nigerian, and just, I think, struggled a little bit with the culture. So maybe there's a bit of a challenge that we can offer to TFM there. Partly, it's very hard to clear 8 or 9 days if you're working in the East End, if you have a family, and if you're doing a job like a carer or a security guard, which are two most common occupations at St. John's. You know, the most common is security guard, the second is carer. And you tend to get the retired ladies and so on, but it's quite hard to actually clear time. So maybe there's a challenge we can offer. Different models of ministry, models that actually work with younger people, with dare I say, non-white people, with people who aren't always in such professional occupations, with people who are able to maybe do something a bit shorter term, who aren't that keen on camping out in the church hall floor, who are able to, you know, sort of offer different gifts, different times. I think I'm bang on my time. Thanks to Pete for nicking my reading. Thank you so much for listening. And again, it's been an ongoing partnership. I hope it'll continue to be an ongoing partnership. And it's a joy to be sharing a platform with Peter Adams. So many thanks to you all for listening.